Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 3rd, 2021. The mission of the science of Kabbalah. Question: how can we bring Kabbalah as close as possible to people? Answer: the fact is that our basic desires are for food, sex, family, money, honor, fame, knowledge. They occupy people in this world. Kabbalah does not touch these desires in any way and does not intend to fulfill them. Question: but the concept of man, Adam, comes from the word Dome, similar to the Creator. How can Kabbalah be brought closer to such people? Answer: this is another matter. Then we mean completely different people, people in whom what is called an Adam, similar to the Creator, begins to develop. That is, the inner image of similarity to the Creator, which can manifest itself in both a man and a woman, in any person in the world, must eventually develop in each of us. This is the mission of Kabbalah, to help a person become like the Creator. From Kab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar, number 10. An imprint of spiritual attributes. Question: why are spiritual senses named exactly the same as our corporeal senses, sight, hearing, smell, etc.? Answer: we call the five corporeal senses in our world sight, hearing, smell, taste, and touch. And in the spiritual world, naturally, there are no eyes, mouth, tongue, or hands, but only desires. But each desire is tuned to a certain reception, a certain feeling of some attribute of the Creator. And so we call them after the image of a person in our world. After all, a person is like a lowered stage of the soul. The soul is completely in the spiritual world and there are no physical organs in it, there are only desires. And only those desires that are aimed at the light of Hochmah, the light of Hasadim, etc., which are also called eyes, ears, nose, mouth, etc. Our corporeal bodies are built in this image. By studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, you will see how spiritual attributes gradually descend to the level of our world and leave their mark, their imprint in our matter. We are their outcome in the corporeal world. From Kab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 7, 2019. You cannot erase mom and dad. Comment: a New York school teaches children a new language that does not have the words mom, dad, boy, or girl. All these words are considered offensive by the school administration. Instead of mom and dad, you should say adults, relatives, and family. Instead of the words father and mother, gender-neutral terms should be used, parent or guardian, and instead of husband and wife, partner. A new language is slowly entering the world. Will it enter or not? My response: it will not. What is given by nature is given by nature. That's it. You can't go anywhere. Dad, mom, to replace? Question: in principle, these words, dad, mom, and in Hebrew, ima, abba, are they taken from a natural state? So the baby's lips begin to say, dad, mom, ima, abba? Answer: of course. Question: and there is no way of getting away from it? Answer: number comment: even if people want to change this language? My response: this goes against the degrees of nature, which thus determine does. And in man these degrees are given to him forever. But animals don't, they disappear. After 2 or 3 years, cubs part with their parents. Or rather, with the mother, because the father does not define anything there at all. Question: and if the cub meets its mother in 3 years, it won't even recognize her? Answer: it's not that he doesn't recognize, they start new offspring among themselves. That is, they are completely disconnected from the past. The mother is only needed there to feed and train the cub for, say, 2 or 3 years, depending on what species, and that's it. And then there is nothing. Comment: and for a person remains for life. My response, for life, from generation to generation. We still want to know who was in our past generations. We are very interested in this. Question: what kind of violence is happening now that a husband and wife are a partner, a father and a mother are a parent, a guardian? Answer: all this mutilated the language, the relationships between people. These are all egoistic deformities that come out all the time that want to show themselves more and more right, acting. All this will pass. You don't even have to fight with it, it will all die away. Give it a little time, and it'll all be gone. Question: and what will happen? Answer: nothing will happen, you cannot erase mom and dad. From CAB TV's News with Michael Leitman, April 5, 2021. The benefits of silence. Question: there are many quotations about the benefits of silence, in particular from Kabbalists. For example, a hedge for wisdom, silence. What is silence? Answer: silence is a deepening into inner contemplation, when a person analyzes himself, talks to himself. From being in silence, wisdom is gradually created. Question: when is a person obliged to speak? Answer: only to prevent any evil in the world, meaning to counteract the egoistic manifestations of anyone, and, first of all, their own, as much as possible. This is the prevention of evil. Question: is it possible to do this with a word? Answer: sure. The word is power. Question: when people, as it seems to them, see evil, they come out with protests, express their opinions, and organize demonstrations. Do such mass actions work? Answer: these mass actions have become widespread in the last 150 to 200 years, and especially in the last 10 to 20 years. I do not know how effective this is. After all, they are led by egoists. Therefore, I don't even want to understand these phenomena. Here everything is as usual: someone does, someone plays, someone arranges, someone pays. From CAB TV's Kabbalah Express, June 13, 2021.